These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
This is. I feel like I need to get you sectioned. I feel like I need to call.
I got new followers. Bethany, I watched so many in a row. She unliked it. No, she still liked it. Oh, a lot of people are liking it. Lord.
You've gone to the.
I said, this is what I said. Something horrible has happened. I've watched multiple Bethany TikToks in a row and want more. Who have I become?
It's a cry for help.
And then someone commented, she can tell a story like no other, LOL. I got so many likes, and that's, including from Bethany.
And that person who said that they are in an insane asylum right now.
Well, they're you're not allowed to have. Oh my God, is it Leah Michelle from American Horror Story?
No,
that one season.
She.
I'm gonna think so, but in a real insane asylum, you're not allowed to have your phone.
Mm.
But it's crazy. Like the Martha. I forgot that she was on. I never saw it, but I forgot that Bethany actually started on reality TV on The Apprentice with Martha Stewart. The one season Martha Stewart had The Apprentice, and she was fresh out the slammer. Trying to keep it in the asylum and Taylor Swift songs.
Isn't it funny that all the most evil housewives, like secretly evil housewives, they wanted to be actresses first? Like Bethany.
Oh, Vanderpump. I thought you were going to say have like a Martha Stewart connection. I think only Bethany might.
Only Bethany.
Yeah. Well, that was. Oh, this is the other thing. So after she lost, this is what I learned. I've watched six parts now. Bethany talking about Martha Stewart.
Yes, 911. Yeah, I'd like to report an emergency.
She was in St. Bart's.
Yeah, I do believe she'll commit harm to herself or others. She's watched Bethany for the past 3 hours on TikTok willingly, Roni.
She was in St. Bart's and ran into Martha Stewart on a boat with John Bon Jovi. I don't know.
Yes, and, bring the butterfly net and the tranquilizer darts.
And then there was an article that came out in Page Six that said the Apprentice, and it was about Bethany's porn, and Martha Stewart. So I was like, I saw your movie. And then Bethany was like, I saw your insider trading or something. Anyway, let's talk about the OC. I'm in too deep in this.
Okay. Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
And I'm unwell, aka yes. Michelle.
And this might be, that's Unwell Michelle. That's her new DJ name. Her new
this is my
rock name.
Coming to you straight from seasonal depression. The time did just change odd.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We fell back into insanity.
Sanity.
Yeah. So today we're going to be recapping the finale season 18, episode 17 of Real Housewives of Orange County. Let's do a little bit of a look back on the season, a little bit of an assessment, predictions about the reunion. Do you want to talk about Salt Lake City a little first, or do you want to just
get into
it?
I haven't watched the latest episode. I need to. I'm an episode back.
I feel it's getting mixed reviews, but
I'm really liking it.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice to see Mary having these heart to hearts with her son. I found out he's in treatment, so.
He is, but. Yeah. Mary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow?
She's still a Kim Richards to me, where I'm like, even though it's like she's given us some of the greatest moments ever, I don't think it's worth it for how.
Hey, Lauren.
She can do anything.
I need you to be quiet, little girl.
Okay, I just very well. Yeah, okay, let's get into the finale. So we're picking up where we last left off, and now the ladies are back from London.
They're back on the West Coast, baby.
We learned that Shannon left London early and just bought herself
own
an earlier ticket. That's wild. Like,
that's
didn't even
so
trade
crazy
in
that
the
she did that.
Ticket.
That is so expensive.
I know.
To get a last minute first class ticket back to the West Coast of America.
But I will say, I laughed at her last week when she was like, I'm more grown up now. I've grown so much. I'm leaving fights in the middle and tearing off my mic pack. Because I was like, she always does this. But then she was like, no, I really did grow up because I didn't just leave the fight, cry, and then come back half an hour later. She was like, I left filming. And I was like, right. Okay, that is different for her.
Mature.
mature question
like,
mark?
Like, production would be like, why do you keep throwing your mic around? These are expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I will say in terms
of, she just
like,
left it on a table, like a public table, and walked off.
For some British urchin to pick up and sell for pence. No, but I do think that she, in terms of like how, like, I guess reality stars standing up for themselves, which I would say kind of right now, Ariana is the mold, which it's like she's like refusing to, you know, play ball with production because she's like, I know my star power and I know my fan base. And it's like, well, actually, Shannon, she was kind of right to bet on herself here. Like, she hired this expensive PR firm,
right,
had the best season of her life despite being at the lowest point of her life, and like now she kind of can be like the diva bitch that,
right,
Vicky got fired for being,
right, and she's about to be Roxy Hart in Chicago.
I would live
the name on everybody's lips is Connie
Shannon Bedore. Yeah. So then the other big news is Ryan proposed. My gosh, everyone, Jen's so happy. They were off
Gen
like the Grand Cayman Islands or some like offshore.
The Bahamas. Yeah, where he has, where he's his bank account.
And he popped the question and she's so happy.
The little
then,
Malibu Barbie.
Yep. And then we have catch up with all the kids who dropped out of college this year like we got Tamara's kid dropped out of college.
Catch 22.
Jen's kid dropped out of college. Heather's kid never went to college selling real estate.
But it doesn't really matter. He sold like the most big condo. I don't know what he sold, something good.
She's trying to get him on buying Beverly Hills, I bet. Too bad it's
buying
no
Beverly
more.
Hills. Is that what's buying? Selling some, that's a different show.
Are
is that
selling,
what it's called? Millionaire Matchmaker, Million Dollar Listing.
He's trying to get on some kind of Bravo HGTV type show. Maybe he'll be on Jeff Lewis's new show. Who knows?
Maybe he'll be on Selling Sunset.
Yep. And then Sophia is like, we play some of her music, and then I'm like, okay, now it all makes sense. Like, Tamara was
why
like,
why she goes to junior college? Okay.
Why she decided to do the show. And like be like, no,
she's
you're
an
a good
artist.
Mom. And so
she's
she can
an
like
artist.
Plug her song at the end. Like Tamara held it over her head until the finale episode.
Like a carrot, dangling
yep.
a carrot.
Great parenting, as always. And so then we have Tamara talking with Alexis, blaming Shannon again for her fight with Jen because Shannon started the investigation with Ryan, whatever. And then Alexis is like, oh my God, she's such a liar face, which really is the smoking gun to me that Alexis has been rewatching OC constantly. Like we said in our last like season 8 part 2 recap, Vicky's the only person who says liar face.
And then what did you call it in our text? The anals?
Yes, she's been deep in the anals of OC history. And then I think Michelle said something like she loves a deep anal, or she's always studying her anals.
It's called something else, but I don't know how to say it.
It's
anal.
It's the annals, I think.
The annals. Okay, she was in the annals, but really in the anals.
In the annals. Yeah, she's in the anal canal. So then it's Jen's engagement party, which is at Katie's house for some reason. I guess they're giving her like one last
Wait,
shot.
No. Is it at Katie's house? Because Katie shows up separate, like in a car. I thought it was like at a place.
Oh, it's someone else's house? Yeah, because it's
I don't think it's at
like
a house at all. I don't think it's
it
a
looks
house.
Like, it looks like where Grant's wedding was.
Yeah, it's like an event space.
Event center. Okay. Well, she was the first one there because she's a loser. And then Alexis comes.
Well,
Alexis
is throwing this party, so I don't think Katie would offer up her home. Yeah, because it's a shitty party. That's why it's an
Alexis
Molina.
Throwing it?
Yeah, that was the whole thing she was telling Tamara. Like, I'm throwing the party for Shannon. For Jen, and we're gonna have, because remember she's like planning it and they're talking about like, and for here, like the wall will have champagne and Malibu and the Diet Coke. Yeah, so this is a Alexis Bellino special, and she's like, and the theme is gonna be bright ugly bridesmaid dresses.
Wow, I did not get that.
Yeah, it's
all.
Like literally
because
what
she's
they,
so background
yeah no like, oh. It's like
And she's the only one who didn't wear anything, like, tacky, which everyone's so shocked that they're like, wait, but she's the one who likes to dress tacky. And then, like, as everyone shows up, she, like, makes fun of them. She's like,
like,
tacky.
Her confessional is, like, a hot pink blazer with, like, shoulder pads up to her, like, eyebrows.
Yeah, and she chose today to just, like, she intentionally made everyone look like shit.
It's like a pretty sexy, like, black dress. It's like, I liked it. I was like, I mean, she's hot. I will give that to Alexis. Like, she super looks hot.
Yeah, she
looks amazing. But yeah, so she planned the party. I mean, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but at the end, or like at some point in the party, Shannon's like, you can tell Alexis planned this shitty party because there's no food and like shitty alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't. I did not understand that at all.
Yeah, I thought it was Katie's party because of, well, again, jumping ahead, but like, I'm like, why is Shannon getting a fight with Katie's husband about leaving?
He was just standing by the bathroom because
that
he
was
didn't,
so weird. We'll get into did, it. Okay, yeah, we'll get yeah, there. Yeah. We'll get yeah. there. I still do not understand.
Yeah, no, you need to be studying the anals a little bit closer.
I know. I should have gotten deeper. I should have done a deeper colonoscopy on this episode. So anyway, so then Shannon and Vicky are going together, and Shannon lays down in the limo so she doesn't wrinkle her satin dress. And
yeah, why would she dress like My Fair Lady?
She's so like Audrey Hepburn dress. It's not like, I guess she was like, she was the only one who knew Alexis's game. And she's like, I'm not doing it. I'm continuing my black and white theme that I've done all season long.
It's so funny. And Vicky's like, you look ridiculous. Just sit up in the car. And Shannon's like, it's good for my core.
And then Vicky and Emily are both wearing wedding dresses.
Which is tacky to do that.
That is tacky to do that. And Vicky's wearing her fur.
Yeah, I'm gonna
finale party fur, a good omen.
I'm gonna wear my wedding dress to your wedding.
You should.
Someone has to wear a wedding dress to that thing.
I'm wearing a $90 wedding dress from ASOS. It came in a box and everything. It came in like a package. It's got like a dress holder. It's official.
Yeah, I don't believe this wedding's ever gonna happen.
Well, now, honestly,
if John Jansen and Alexis get married before you and Kim, I'm going to blow my brains out. I'm actually just going to murder suicide everyone.
I mean, take this part out, but it depends on, like, you know, if Kathy's going to die.
God damn it, Lauren.
It might be like a, you know, quickie wedding, or it might be postponed to 2026. It depends. Okay. Back to the episode. Oh, yeah. So then Joe comes too.
Joe Della Rosa.
Who, I wouldn't mind Joe being back on the show, but as Alexis points out,
she looks the same. She looks exactly the same.
Great. She's wearing the Kate Hudson How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days yellow dress. She's married to, like, a nice guy who is enslaved now. She hangs out with the girls a lot. I think she's trying to get a friend of spot.
She makes more sense than Alexis. Alexis doesn't make any sense to me. But not anymore.
Here's the thing that Alexis points out is that Joe does get along with everyone, which is not great for the show. Like, everyone really
likes
Joe.
Now she does. For now she does. But if she gets back on the show, people are going to be like, ugh, Joe, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. She's not an innate conflict causer. She's like a Sandra Bullock to me. I've always said this. She's a gal next door.
Oh, like you could see her in a rehab movie.
Yeah. When I think of Sandra Bullock, I go straight to her mega hit 28 Days. It's the first one I think of.
Another Sandy Bullock vehicle. I can't.
And then the second one I think of, Forces of Nature. And then the third one I think of, Speed 2, The One on the Boat with Jason Isaacs. The three main Sandra Bullock movies.
Yeah, like 10th on the list is maybe like Practical Magic.
Yeah.
I can't name anything else she's done.
That's it. That's all of them. Oh, wait,
I'm blindsided I'm blindsided when it comes to that.
You're not gonna win any Sandra Bullock pageants here.
She's not Miss Congeniality to me.
So then Katie's husband and Heather comes, and they both think that they're Matt or Mike. I don't know. But they both think the one snubbed the other one. Like, this whole Katie fight is so funny because they are, like, kind of similar where it's, like, they both want to never admit fault. So the whole fight has been, like, you fought with me. No, you fought with me. No, you fought with me. It's like, okay.
And then, both husbands are like, did you see how they snubbed you?
Yeah.
Number one snubbed.
Was it enough for Katie to get another season?
It's so boring.
No. no, not enough.
I think Katie might be back, actually. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the reunion,
but we'll do the power rankings at the end, but it's not looking good for her, in my opinion. Okay, so then we find out that Joe actually used to work for Ryan through his friend, Matt, who's also there, Matt Bowerman.
Matt, FBI's most wanted, like Malibu's most wanted.
Well, yeah.
Jamie Kennedy exclusive. Jamie Kennedy. What's his fucking name? Jamie Kennedy. Is that was his name? The show.
You keep calling him Jimmy Kennedy.
Yeah, Jimmy Kennedy.
That's one of the Kennedys.
He was in the X Factor show.
Ryan is wearing a pink suit from Amazon.
But he got it tailored.
He got it Jax tailored. Cam has literally done this before. So then I was like, another point in Ryan's column, he's looking cunt and buying Amazon suits.
And he has fresh Botox. His brows are to the heavens, babe.
And his eyeballs, as always, are popping. So then Tamara comes in and she goes to Gina and she's already trying to do a little damage control. And she's like,
looking death becomes her and not in a good way.
Yeah. And she's like, so I quit drinking because, you know, the whole Ryan thing, maybe I went too far.
Yeah, That's the first thing I do at an engagement party. I don't go up to the couple that recently got engaged and say congratulations and I'm sorry for being a massive bitch. I go up to Gina and I'm like, I'm sober for 2 days.
You know what? Now it makes sense why production had Alexis throw this, because otherwise Tamara couldn't be there. There would be no reason for Tamara to be there.
Right, because that was the whole thing, the conversation she's having with Alexis. Like, I don't even know if, they're going to want me there, but Alexis was throwing it, so.
Yeah, that's why.
They definitely don't want you there. Well, especially because Matt is there, and he's the bookie.
Yeah. So anyway, so then Gina's like, okay, good that you quit drinking. And then Timmer's like, so, you know, by the way, like, I am so sorry about Shannon saying that stuff about you. And Gina's like, I'm not going to be mad at Shannon. Like, I'm still mad at you.
She seems like she's working on herself, but and Gina's right that, like, bringing this up is, like, really unfair. It's like she's getting in the middle of, like, their own conflict. And, like, Gina's being, like, used as kind of collateral here. And it's not okay. But like, Shannon never brought it up. Fucking Tamara did.
Yeah, Tamara. And it's like, it's just crazy that Tamara thinks that she just has too many irons in the fire that she thinks that like Gina and Emily are like as stupid as Alexis and are going to be like, you're right, Shannon did do that. Like, I think she's been surrounded by too many yes men with like Teddy and like Alexis where she's like,
oh my
God,
we haven't even talked about the boring Teddy news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who gets John and the John Mellencamp and the divorce.
Meg Ryan. So then Gina finally says the N-word in the confessional. She says, Tamara, the way she acts, where she doesn't actually ever act sorry or like take anything back or change. She's a narcissist. Yep. I honestly, as much shit as we give them, I've got to give Emily, Gina, and Shannon props for like putting all of it behind them and becoming a trio this season. So that was really why this season worked. Like if Emily had stayed just loyal to Tamara and it had been like everyone attacking Shannon, then it wouldn't have been fun to watch. Like for Gina to push past what a bitch Shannon was to her last season and form an alliance was just
the reunion last year, Shannon was really out of line when she couldn't even name Gina's kids, you know. That was pretty fucked up. But you know what, yeah, Gina, I have, we'll do power rankings later, mm-hmm. but I really liked Gina and Emily this season.
Yeah.
And Noe said it.
This was their best work, in my opinion. Noe
said it. And, like, actually, the girls that you always thought they'd come through, Tamara and Heather.
But I like Heather.
They stuck.
I gotta say, for, like, I like her being an asshole for once. I like her.
I didn't even like Terry.
Not keeping her hands clean. I like her fucking up, being a villain. It's a new thing for her. And it's, like, that's the kind of dynamicism we're not getting from Tamara. It's like we're seeing another side of Heather that's like, you know, a less controlled shrill harpy than usual, whereas we're seeing the same old Tamara not evolving.
That's my problem.
Okay, so then Emily, we didn't even talk about this last episode because, like, who really cares? But Emily drunkenly confronts Katie about her daughter.
And the
she was
kids,
babysitting for Emily's kids.
Her two sons, and they said, like, mommy, or Tam, or I don't know, Heather's mean to my mommy, too. I don't care. I mean, it's a weird thing to say at all.
Yeah.
Whoever
and,
said it.
Kayla, like, Katie's daughter is blaming it on the kids, and Emily's saying, no, it was your daughter, which her daughter's, like, 20, so
yeah.
Not really a kid.
Right.
And then Emily's big problem with the whole thing is that Katie told Tamara about it on camera instead
right.
of telling Emily, which, like,
right.
that is the fuck up here. That
yeah,
it
it's like,
air,
I mean, yeah,
you know?
Like, you're babysitting your kids and just be like, hey, like, your kid said that, you know, everything was good, and then your kid said this weird thing about, like, Heather, your friend. I don't know.
It's your coworker. It's just weird that, like, that Katie made it become part of the job without telling
right.
Emily about it.
Yeah, it was
and
weird.
That's a dumb bridge to burn because Gina and Emily are the ones who are maybe going to help you out, girl.
Right, and, like, it's, like, also, like, it just felt weird because, like, Emily's kids, like, her boys are so young that, like,
yeah.
they can't say
don't
anything
bring them
about
in
it.
As a
yeah, they're
line.
Just
yeah.
so young. I mean, they're, like, little kids, right?
Yeah.
They're, like, what, like, 8? Like, 7 and 8 or something like that? They're, like, kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a little icky.
We don't
and
like
then
it.
Katie tells Heather that, like, well, it's okay that it became a story because it was me and my daughter talking and we're older or she's older or whatever.
Yeah.
And then,
why would she lie? I'm like, I don't care. Like, I need this whole story to
it was
like
so,
go away. I don't care. Like, we don't bring this shit to a finale.
But I did like that, again, Heather, like, she got a little down in the dregs. She was like, you're boring, you lied, oh, you're so evil, oh, you're so badass. Basically, like, you're not going to get another season, bitch, you're so boring.
Mm-hmm.
I like, this was like, this was new lows for Heather Dubrow.
Yeah, she's
like
mud wrestling.
Yeah, get in the muck with the rest of the girls. Like, it's about time. So then Tamara hugs Jen and says she's happy for her, while Jen is like has a look of terror, like she's being held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
In her, like, tacky mullets skirt. Like, ooh.
She looks so happy.
She looks, yeah, clutching her Diet Coke and Malibu.
Malibu? Ugh. I can't imagine a more disgusting drink. That's something I drank when I was, like, 20.
Yeah. And especially when she does a double shot of Malibu.
Ugh. It makes me cringe. Like, ugh, rum is so disgusting.
Yeah. And then Jen is not hearing it. She's like, Tamara's just wanting to push her agenda one more time. Tamara's like, I'm so happy for you. And you know that it's Shannon who did the investigation, right? And Jen's like, whatever. She says the same thing
as Jen's
Gina.
Parents are here. Like,
yeah.
They're at this party.
She's like, she's just not going to change. You know, it's like the same old shit. We can't fall for it anymore because we're not like, even Jen, who is a very gullible woman, can't fall for it anymore. That's how you know Tamara's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky says the same thing. Not gonna change.
Not gonna change. And it is a pretty, other than all this, it is a pretty boring party, like Shannon said, with cheap alcohol. And it is weird to me, there's not even like finger foods. That's very bizarre.
I guess they wanted to, they were hoping for like a drunken confrontation between.
It doesn't matter. There's always food at all of these parties. I've never seen any of these parties without like any food, especially because it was like, it looked like it was an event space.
And there were no chairs.
No. There was
that
no
was weird
there
too.
Was no music. There were no chairs. Like, it was like a few. Lauren, you're so, this is like insane. Like, we've got to do something with your stomach. And I don't know if it means we have to remove it.
Well, I burping makes me feel better. It's like
about what?
Less dramatic than vomiting. It's just, you know.
Why would you be vomiting right now?
For nausea.
Ugh. Okay. Well, I do the same. And do you have smelly burps? My burps are so smelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just, it's
but
just
my
a family,
farts not really.
A family trait is that we burp.
Yeah, your family is really just, like all the women. I've never heard any of the men in your family burp.
No, it's I get it from my mother. I think it's because we just like are always gulping with anxiety.
Stacy's like big on burping.
Yeah, Stacy's aren't as good as me and my mom's, but hers are long. or like,
yeah. Yeah. So back to the party. It's like a weird blue room. Yeah. I don't know what. And there's like no tables. There's no chairs. I don't even know where the bar is. And then outside is like one sort of tall table. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. It's like a courtyard. Yeah. And then it's like a courtyard. And then yeah, one that's, table that yeah. Ryan and his bookie friend.
His bookie friend, Matt. Yeah.
So then Emily is like pretending to be drunk and gets everyone to do a picture. And then
falls in the grass. She was trying to be like a Luann.
Yeah. And then finally, like, this is like the thankless job that Gina and Emily do. Like, and it's like the last episode of the season. And Emily's finally like, hey, Shannon, Tamara, you guys haven't fought yet. Do your fights. I was like, this is, they like are really, you know, wranglers and producers in a lot of ways. And again, this episode, I'm grateful for them. And so Shannon's like, okay, well, I left London because you blasted me. I was like, interesting.
My birthday trip that I was really looking forward to and you ruined it. Which
you
Tamara
blasted
did.
My ass.
You blasted me. In her beautiful silk gown, she's having to scream at Tamara.
Yeah, she's like, I'm out. I'm done. That's creating healthy boundaries.
Boundaries. Oh, my God. And then the most inexplicable argument fight I might have ever seen on any franchise of any housewife show fucking ever. It's so
this
random.
Was a scratcher.
This was a head scratcher. I was very confused about why Shannon was mad at. So as we discussed earlier in the episode, the end of this episode, Shannon is going to the bathroom. She's in a huff. And where do we know that Shannon goes when she's in a huff? To the bathroom. We call her Moaning Myrtle. She's going to the bathrooms, and Matt, Katie's husband, is hanging out in the bathroom, in the back by the bathrooms. We find out later it's because he didn't want to be near Ryan and Matt because of
the
like, he's a
rookie. Coming.
Really? Yeah, insane. Yeah, he thought they were coming.
That
right, which I was, that would, and we've seen it happen before on Housewives, Salt mm-hmm. Lake City with Jen Shah. So he's hanging up in the bathroom, so in case the feds show up, who wouldn't be interested in him, I don't know. But then Shannon's like, I don't even know what she says to him or why she's mad. I can't even remember
how
it starts.
She's like, I've had enough. I've got to leave. And he goes,
and he's like, you should leave.
You should leave. Like, why don't you just
he's
leave?
Like, yeah, like, he's like,
quit the show.
Like, he's like agreeing with her. Like, yeah, like this isn't healthy for you. You should go.
You should go.
And he like, seemed like caring. Like he seemed nice. Like you should go.
And then she goes, she just turns
How
on.
Dare you?
How dare you? You don't know me.
You don't fact, know. You don't know what they've done. You don't know what. You don't know what they've. You don't know what they've said to me. So you don't know what they've done.
I would never go.
I have healthy boundaries now, Matt. I have boundaries. It's like, whoa. It was just like.
I think it was like a misunderstanding where I think that he was just being like, yeah, if you want to leave, leave. But she thought he was saying, yeah, leave the show. Like, who cares? You don't need it. And she was like, are you saying I should leave the show?
And so then instead of leaving, she goes back and tells Katie, like, do you know what your husband just said to me? She's like, what? And she's like, huh? It's very confusing.
Yeah,
it's very confusing. No, this whole episode was like it was a big question mark. And then at the end of the party,
Alexis is leaving her own party because John showed up,
and John gets out of the car.
But then they both get in the car.
Yeah. It's really weird.
But then Alexis was throwing the party, so why did she
I know.
The party first?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
And then Alexis, or yeah, then Emily and Gina are like climbing over the wall to
the
see.
Wall. And they're, oh, yeah, because they're telling Shannon, like, oh, John Jansen is gone now, so it's safe to stay at the party that Alexis is throwing, but has not left. Yeah, and I'm like, she has to pay the venue and stuff. You have to stay. You have to make sure the bartender is paid and all that stuff. I've had a wedding.
Oh, I mean, it's really Bravo doing it is why.
See, I'm confused.
Alexis is doing it because that way Tamara can come. And then
I don't know. It was just, it was all so stupid. And then, you know, Alexis is like basically like coming all over herself as soon as she sees John Jansen. And I don't know why he had to come to leave with her. I guess they just wanted to see him on camera, like at a party, but he didn't even go inside. It would have been interesting TV had he gone inside of the party.
I think Shannon maybe had an argument with production where she's like, if he, you know, but then we would get that on camera too. We would get that fight. So I'm confused.
We would. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very confused. I blame the time change.
You know what it is? I think that he knew that, like, the tides are mostly, and like the way the season has gone, like all the women were going to go after him. If or he maybe, after Shanna.
Is it because he's suing her? Maybe he can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do we get the fight between freaking Matt and like
and Moaning Myrtle?
Moaning Myrtle. It's still.
He didn't even like he fucked it up so bad. That was so fucked up. She didn't even get to go into the bathroom and cry.
I know.
She had to go back outside and be like, Katie, you know what? Do you know what your husband just said to me?
And now she probably is constipated. She's going to have to do a colonic later.
Matt's going to have to help her.
Or else he'll get stuck again.
She's going to go back to that bathroom. And Matt's going to have to get in the anals with her.
Yep. That would have concluded the episode. But instead, we get... first of all, we get the Frankenstein, John Jansen confessional of like he's so like deadpan. Like, Shannon create narrative while drunk. And like, he's just talking and Alexis is nodding. Yeah.
That's my baby. That's my husband.
It's so sad to see her go backwards and be.
I know. Well, it's also even more sad to see her fucking Instagram where she's doing hashtag love wins when talking about her relationship.
Classic Jesus Jugs is like she's a moron.
It's so inconsiderate.
I love that part of her. I love her accidental
hashtag love wins.
Accidental offensiveness, but I don't love her being controlled by another douchebag. It makes me sad.
A douchebag who doesn't really have a job and is just suing Shannon again for money.
Yeah, and making Alexis go back to work by being on TV and everyone hating her, and she's, you know, the money
moron. She looks so stupid.
It sucks. It's sad. You know what? I want her to. She should be a lesbian.
Hmm.
I feel like she needs to that. Use, like, a
yeah,
nice
but she's so stupid. Girl. She would, and she would never use the hashtag love wins.
No, she wouldn't. Yeah, unless Shannon was it was Shannon's ex girlfriend or something.
I don't want to talk about her anymore. But so yeah, let's get to the
okay. Well, first of all, we get the like flash forwards, and now they're like Instagram stories.
Instagram, I hated I it. Like it. I don't like no. it. First of all, I couldn't. I was like,
text. I want to be able to read it. Like,
yeah. We're old, Bravo.
We don't want to have to get out our, like, you know, reading glasses. Like, come on. Mm-mm. We already follow them on Instagram. Actually, yeah. I don't. I only follow really Luann.
But you do follow them.
For the spooky fright.
On our Instagram, we do, which I haven't posted on there. I know.
We'll get back on it. Guys, it's an election year. It's an election week. We've had a lot going on. Be happy this episode came
I was
out.
In another place. I was in Alabama. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going into the very dark place, the annals of my mind.
As am I, my friend. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you the in the annals.
Annals of my mind.
We'll go ass to ass, my friend.
I need a Shannon Bajor colonic for my brain.
In one ear, out the other. I need a colonic lobotomy for what's going on in here. Oh, yeah. So then Shannon throws the bouquet.
She catches it. Or no. So
she throws it and Gina catches it. And then we find out that Gina and Travis are still together, which is wild.
And not living together, which is also crazy. But here's the thing. It's actually not that crazy. I've read stuff about like people who are married and they don't live together and they seem really
Woody
happy.
Allen and Mia Farrow. A good example.
They're so happy. They really made it work, those two kids.
Those two crazy. Ryan Jason and Jen give a thank you speech. And then we cut to the future. It's so funny how this has become the norm for the end, like since Sandoval season's ending. This is the way that all Bravo shows end. Now it's like the finale. Cut to whatever event made the news 4 months later, and we picked up cameras to get 2 minutes of footage of everyone picking up the pieces of Ryan being caught in the scandal. This was like so like grasping at straws. It's like this didn't really rock the world. We all knew Ryan was
and it's like I didn't need to see Tamara gloating like, I hate to say I told you so.
But I gotta say, she.
But also, I don't think any
cunt in that like Zara pantsuit.
She had new face. She had new face. You know, and Jen is like crying. She's like, I don't know what to do. I mean, they're still getting married, and I don't think he's been charged with anything or something.
Well, speaking of cunt, I do love Ryan reassuring her and just being. Not upset at all. Like, he's on camera.
He's smiling.
Busted that $15 million was transferred
into his bank account.
Like, gambling money.
Right.
And Jen is like, this is a big deal. And Ryan's like, I disagree. Not even blinked.
Like, God will take care of us, Jen. Yeah, God's clearly on our side here. She's like, okay.
And so then, yeah, everyone's meeting up to talk shit about it, and
she's not Tammy Wynette, like, stand by your man. It's like, please. Like, well, you know what? I actually like Ryan a lot better than any of their fucking husbands.
He's
fun. He's not a dork.
He's not a freaking dork. He's a
freaking dork.
But we flash back to the party, Kaiser Soze style. Again, Bravo is like so trying to have another big scandal. And it's like the friend Matt was there the whole time. And then it climbed you were. It's like wild Mike moments. This is crazy that Ryan was joking about it on camera. He was like, it's all over the news. This guy's a boogie.
He's a boogie. I want his money.
They have Terry, like on a hot mic moment being like, that's the guy. And Ryan's like, yeah, it's my friend.
Matt's hanging out. With Moaning Myrtle in the back.
He's joking about the $16 million in his account. Like, it's crazy, dude. Like, this guy has, like, cojones, I must say. Give him an
order. Well, he does, and people on a whole airplane have seen them.
That's true. Yeah, because he...
AJ dropped his feet.
And then he isn't worried about that, finding out about... I want to be on his prescription. Whatever Ryan's on, I want to be
I need
on.
That. He's walking on sunshine.
I want my eyeballs to be like that all the time.
Right. I want to get my suits, my Amazon suits tailored.
Yes. Yeah. And then Jen goes to Katie and Gina, and Gina's like, this is unhealthy. And Jen's like, what part is bad? And they're like,
Emily's like, and also like Emily, who's like an attorney, is just trying to explain it to Jen, like why, like she doesn't want to marry somebody with like these types of like allegations, and like this is just really bad. She's like, I don't know what to do. He's my best. I finally meet a guy I can talk to, and now this. What you supposed?
I know.
I can talk to you.
And then,
being accused of laundering this Major League Baseball player's money.
And it's like there were no signs. Like, everyone's
why
like,
didn't somebody warn me?
Everyone's like, so do you think you like maybe made a huge mistake leaving your husband for this guy with like your five kids? It's like,
I don't have to talk to him though. It's like, not about anything that's going on in his life, Jen. What are you talking about? Malibu Run and like working out? I mean, I still love their relationship.
Yeah,
I love whatever.
Matt
Hashtag goals. Hashtag goals.
Matt pled guilty and got 16 years in prison. Right. Ryan was right. The Lord was on his side. It was part of his plan. And Ryan got full immunity. And Jen and Ryan are getting married next year.
In the Bahamas.
Yeah.
She was on Watch What Happens Live. They're going to get married in the Bahamas.
Oh my God.
Love wins.
Love wins.
She was right. Ryan was right. I want to see their wedding special.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think that their friend Matt gets to like call in from prison?
Yeah, I hope he officiates on Zoom. From prison. Yeah.
And they're like, and it keeps glitching because they're not getting good service.
This is in the Caymans. Yeah.
Cayman Island. It's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Not criminal record, not any of that.
Not him, there's
all about the gab.
His Eric dropping his dick on an airplane.
That doesn't matter. So, yeah, then we get a little reunion teaser. We have Alexis once again. Well, first of all, I really like Emily calling her out.
Calling her being the dumbest kid. She's
the lid. And then
John Jansen.
And then friggin' Alexis calls her and Gina and Emily Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Again, more proof she's watching too much Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Emily says, like, you're the dumbest bitch I've ever done.
It's very, I love it.
Yeah, it's like she's okay. Emily's been so good. I mean, just the things that she said to Alexis, like when she was like trying, you know, the whole thing with like the dress size and everything with Heather. And I love when she told
her. She owned her ass. She loves it. Yeah, and she's finally
why don't, you go fuck, why don't you go fuck John Jansen some more? You're just a friend of.
Okay, let's do the power ranking. So mine are kind of controversial and it's heavily based on this episode, like more than the season. So number one is obviously Shannon, the Duchess of Corona Del Mar. The queen of the OC. Mm-hmm. Never has her stock been higher. She's allowed to leave episodes early now. Like, she's won the season, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even Joel Kim Booster cannot bring her down.
No, he tried.
Yeah. Number two, I would say after this episode, Emily.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would say her stock has never been higher. She's managed to stay on literally everyone's good side. Even others.
And like, she's been really funny and she's been a bitch to Alexis and I love it.
And who, my number three, again, controversial, Gina. I think they've held the season together and I think they really showed this episode.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're just like, no bullshit. They're like, Tamara, you're being a bitch. Like, Tamara, you're just using this situation to fuck with Shannon and getting me involved.
I think we could use the two of them on like Beverly Hills because it's like they're calling shit out.
Yeah, but Gina and her little condo, they can't. She can't.
I am. And then number four, Jen. I think that Jen's stock has risen so much with the viewers. I think she's become such a favorite. Like, I think that
she was probably actually my number two. Like, her and Emily were probably tied.
I had her as number two, but because of her complete lack of agency in general.
No, that's why I liked it.
I think with viewers, her power is high. Like, I think she's the number two.
She's too sweet for this world.
But she's not able to make power moves.
No, I think it's such a power move that she has a 5-carat diamond ring on her hand and she can't make rent.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
She does stumble. She is naturally a great housewife because of her inability to make good decisions.
But God is on her side, Lauren. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, but her power in the group, I think she's, you know, she's at four.
Okay.
Her favorite status, number two, for sure.
Yeah.
And number five, I would say Heather. Heather's stock, yep, I think, has never been lower in the OC. And this is what I really like, to see Heather in new challenges. And I will really enjoy seeing what she does next season to climb back up.
Climb back up. And then bottom of the list, Tamara, not even close.
Tamara. She's got a lot.
She's got to hit rock bottom. Well, and she's not making herself look any better, like, now that the season's ended.
Yeah, the pivoting from alcoholism to autism,
is wild. Fire. Right.
Like, you know, at least alcoholism, it's like she probably has it, but
we don't want to say that. Then, yeah, don't say that, Lauren.
She started it. So then after Tamara, I would say is Alexis. I think that like,
it's I didn't really even include her. She's just a friend of.
But I think that she has. She's part
I know of, I, honestly
now they're a trifecta. I would put Heather, Tamara, and
John Alexa, Jansen
and John Jansen too. Yeah, I think there's power in the numbers.
I would put John Jansen above Alexis.
I would too. Yeah, because he controls her basically. She's a pawn.
He had He's just as many confessionals. Yeah, he had just as many confessionals.
Yeah, and then last but not least, Katie.
God, I forgot about her actually.
Exactly. Matt Mike.
At least he had an interesting fight, even if it was totally confusing.
Yes, it was inscrutable, but fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Damn you. You're not supposed to be here.
What grade would you give this overall season, Michelle?
I loved it, actually. Yeah. Even with all of the like annoying bits with John and Alexis and Tamara. I don't know. Like probably an A-. There was so much fun. It was fun. I really liked Jen. I mean, there's just so many like insane moments, like when Jen and Ryan are getting their toes done, they're getting pedicures and they get like double Malibu Diet Cokes at the nail salon.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want a glass of champagne? Well, double Malibu Diet Cokes.
That's
like,
crazy that's what that they have had at a nail salon. Like, it's not a full bar.
They usually have like, you know, like wine and champagne and maybe like a beer, but.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's how we can talk to each other.
I would also give it an A minus, and I do want to say I really appreciate this episode, like Alexis nodding to the annals of history, because it's like we had a finale party, we had old friends silver, new friends gold, we brought back some familiar faces. It was all really clumsy and put together quickly by production as an excuse to get everyone home. And I, you know how we like, I love that nostalgia to the season.
Yeah, but it's so weird. It's like, because the finale, there weren't even that many people. It was like the cast and then a criminal and like Jen's parents.
Yeah.
It's so random.
I'm like, were they trying to do a bust on camera? And then like the FBI, like,
is that why there is so much room for, like, you know, you could get all of like the FBI and I don't know.
The SWAT team didn't show up.
Homeland Security.
I don't know. All right. Well, it's the end of the episode. So make sure you follow us on YouTube at Bravo Breakdowns. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. We're going to pull ourselves out of this hole and in our own holes. And we're going to start posting more at Bravo_Breakdowns. And of course, we end every episode with an oral exam. Michelle, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready for anything except getting out of bed.
Michelle, this is Michelle Baber's oral exam. Your time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove, yeah, I'm not well, bitch. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. I've been watching Bethany Frankel TikToks this afternoon and being gripped by her stories about Martha Stewart and being on The Apprentice. And I've even gone back and watched clips of Bethany on Martha Stewart's season of The Apprentice. And I haven't even told you the worst part yet, Lauren. I've paid on Prime to watch that season of The Apprentice.
My God, Michelle.
And now we said it. I know. I'm going to mention it all. And now we've mentioned it all.
Come on, come get her. And that's your
time. They're like, not this, not her again.
Oh, wow, that's dark.
I know, but at least I can talk to you. Yeah. Are you a criminal? I finally meet a guy I can talk to.
Okay, that's making me, yeah, that's making me think. Okay.
All right, I have to go eat dinner. It's like 9 o'clock. Anora.
Bye.
Bye. Anora.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdowns.